Exclusive, Congressman, Joe Biden committed greatest criminal act of a president in my lifetime. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 6, 2023. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, believes President Joe Biden has committed the greatest criminal act of a president in his entire lifetime. Citing the Biden family crimes for personal enrichment as an impeachment inquiry vote looms. Speaking on Wednesday's edition of Breitbart News Daily, Clyde said he was excited about a vote on the House's impeachment inquiry into President Biden, which could come as early as next week. I'm excited about that vote. I think that's the right thing to do. I think it's very important that we have an impeachment inquiry and vote on it. It actually gives us a little greater legal backing to hold the White House and the executive accountable. So I would certainly be in favor of that. Clyde said, responding to the arguments that this is a witch hunt and will only make Biden stronger. Clyde simply pointed to the overwhelming evidence stacked against Biden, including the findings of the Oversight Committee, Judiciary Committee, and the Ways and Means Committee. That evidence shows unequivocally what the Biden crime family has been doing, that they have been peddling the Biden name for cash, and cash to go into their bank accounts, and to pay them and to enrich the Biden family, he said. It's pretty evident. I think Chairman Comer and Chairman Jordan and Chairman Smith have done phenomenal jobs when it comes to exposing the crime, he said before making a bold declaration. And this is a great, in my opinion, it's the greatest criminal act of a president in my entire lifetime, Clyde stated. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA, December 6, 2023. Crime is a very strong word, he continued, but he said the evidence is there. You can see it, $40,000 right there going directly into Joe Biden's account. 10% for the big guy from a $400,000 payment that Hunter Biden raked in. I mean, we can't close our eyes and say there's nothing there. There is, and it's pretty evident, and it needs to, so we need to have this vote. And we will take it from there, he said, adding that the conservative media can help get the message out, cutting through the smoke and mirrors in leftist media narratives. He also pointed to the FBI being forced to admit that they knew about Biden's business dealings in Ukraine, having been obligated to give up the FD-1023 form. The FBI did not want to give that form up whatsoever. But a whistleblower already provided it to our fantastic Senator Grassley, he said. And so the FBI was forced to admit that it's a legitimate document. It's a legitimate human source and, my word. So Joe Biden got $5 million. And Hunter Biden got $5 million from Burisma for engaging on their behalf to get the prosecutor fired? I mean, this is bribery. And this is incredible corruption at the highest levels where $1 billion was leveraged. $1 billion of taxpayer money was leveraged so that their personal family finances can be enriched. The congressman added, noting that the story of Biden family corruption constantly changes. Watch. Joe Biden explains how he got a Ukrainian prosecutor fired. It's amazing how the story has constantly changed. And you can go back to, oh, Joe never had any business dealings with his son. Never. I mean, never talked business, you know, oh, well, you know. He never actually talked to his business partners. You know, he was never actively involved in the decision-making process. You know. The story constantly changes because the evidence comes out to show that indeed, Joe Biden was intimately involved in all of these decisions, because he was the leverage, Clyde said. Joe Biden, the name Biden, the Joe behind it, was the leverage, the phone call from the dad, I'm sitting here with my father. You know, if this were President Trump, my word. They would have buried him under the jail by now, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.